Coach Ross Dahma joins me as the Dort College Defenders get set to take on the Briarcliff Chargers. Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball, the Briarcliff Chargers and Dort College Defenders played earlier this season. Dort College came away with an overtime win. Coach, your team coming off of two wins last week, the one on Saturday, a hard-fought win over Dakota State where he had to score 98 to win it. What did you find out about your team this past week and on Saturday in particular?
Well, Mike, I think we found out that we're pretty resilient as a whole. I think we also saw that we were able to adapt to some changes that had to take place as a result of some player absences. Our guys did a good job of pulling together and playing and just battling through some adversity.
Briarcliff, a team that you played nearly 2 months ago, they took you at overtime. They had outstanding individual effort from Ricky Williams. What's Briarcliff been doing since that meeting with you?
Well, Mike, they're very young and they're very talented. They're a team that's certainly going to be reckoned with for a long time. They have been a team that's been a little bit up and down. They've had some outstanding wins along the way. They've had some very close losses, most recently to Dakota Wesleyan, and then on this past Saturday to Hastings. But they are very, very good in both of those games, scored a lot of points in both of those games. And you know, are a team that, especially on their home floors, is very good.
What do they do defensively?
Primarily man-to-man, but we've seen in the past from them some 2-3 zone and some also triangle and two. So we're not really sure what we're going to see. Again, we're just going to rely on our guys to adapt and adjust as we go and hopefully execute.
What do you do to slow their offense down?
Well, I think we got to get to the offensive boards for starters. I think that's an area that we have to be able to have some advantage on here tonight. I think we also need to be able to stop their perimeter game. They're a team that shoots a lot of three-pointers. In the recent games with the two schools that I already mentioned, Dakota Wesleyan and Hastings, they got up over 23 threes each of those games. So that's going to be a problem and a concern for us.
It's Coach Ross Dahma talking about his team as they prepare to take on the Briarcliff Chargers, the Dort College Defenders, come into tonight's contest with a 21-2 mark, 12-1 of the conference. Briarcliff 14-9 overall, 7-6 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. You can bet Dort College is going to get Briarcliff's best shot this evening, though, once again. Briarcliff started the season with a 2-2 mark, then ripped off six wins in a row before falling three times in a row to Bellevue, Dort, and Hastings. Since then, the Chargers are 6-4. They've lost two games in a row to Dakota Wesleyan and Hastings. They also have a win over Midland since the Christmas break. Chargers are scoring 83.7 points per game, allow 78.7 points per outing. They hold a 35.2 to 33.8 rebounding edge. Chargers make 47.8% of their field goals and 37.8% of their three-point shots. Zach Otting scores 19.5 points per game with 4.1 rebounds, and he is making 49.3% of his shots. Clayton Harold is adding 12.5 points per game, and he has 32 assists this year. Brian Forbes and Ricky Torres score 9.4 and 7.7 points per game. Shane Graves and Ricky Williams add 7.0 and 6.6 points per game. Graves has a team-high 65 assists in 22 games played. Chargers have 11 players who have played in 18 games or more this season. The Defender men are 21-2 this season, 12-1 in the GPAC. They won five games in a row since having a 13-game winning streak stopped on January 8th. The Defenders have seven games remaining in the regular season, all in Great Plains Athletic Conference play. Dort College has 90.2 points per game average. They convert nearly 50% of the field goals they take. They also out-rebound teams 42.1 to 30.3. Opponents are scoring 75.6 points per game, making 44.3% of the field goals that they take. Dort has scored 90 or more times in a game 15 times. They've converted 481 of 664 free throws to 343 of 470 for opponents. Kyle Lindbergh scores 16.7 points per game, takes down 10.5 rebounds per contest. He's averaging 2.7 assists, 1.5 blocks, and 1.1 steals per game. He makes nearly 53% of his field goals. Dalton Frank is scoring 16.2 points per game. He also grabs 4.4 rebounds. Austin Kochi is good for 13.4 points per game and 4.3 rebounds. Nathan Rindles is scoring 11 points per game and takes down 5 rebounds with 3.5 assists. Tyler Wolterstorff completes the double-digit scoring with a 10.9 average. He gets 4.3 rebounds per game. David Denherter and Alex Terpstra are scoring 6.7 and 6.0 points per game, respectively. Brian Sumner's averages at 4.2 points per outing. The Defender men were 98-90 winners over Dakota State on Saturday after leading 57-50 at halftime. Dort got 32 points from Dalton Franken. Tyler Wolterstorff scored 19. Kyle Lindbergh, 17. Briar Cliff men trailed Hastings by 17 points with 8 minutes to go on Saturday. Took a 1-point lead with just over 3 minutes to remaining. They fell 72-66. Ryan Forbes scored 19 points, had 10 rebounds in a loss. Zach Otting added 12. Austin Leffler had 10. Ricky Williams and Shane Graves both had 8 points. The Defender men won a 104-97 decision over Briar Cliff on December 4th to close the series to 56-34 in Briar Cliff's favor. Dalton Franken led the Defenders with 24 points. Nathan Rindles added 21 with 11 rebounds and 3 assists. Ricky Williams and Zach Otting had 28 and 20 points respectively. Austin Holman came off of the bench to score 10 and had 6 rebounds. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Here then are your starting lineups for tonight's game. First of all, for the Dort College Defenders, they'll start number 15, Nathan Rindles, a 6'1 sophomore from Boulder, Colorado, averaging 11 points per game. Number 21 is Austin Kachi. Kachi is a 6'4 senior from Orange City, averaging 13.4 points per game. Kyle Lindberg wears number 31. He's a 6'7 senior from Margate, Florida, averaging 16.7 points per contest. Number 33 is Dalton Frank, and a 6'5 freshman from Atlantic, Iowa, averaging 16.2 points per game. Number 35 is Tyler Walterstorff, a 6'5 junior from Sioux Center, Iowa, averaging 10.9 points per contest. And there is your starting lineup for the Defenders: Rindles, Kachi, Lindberg, Franken, and Walterstorff. For Briar Cliff, they will start number 1, Ricky Torres, a 6'6 junior from Denison, Iowa, averaging 7.7 points per game. Number 5 is Shane Graves, a 5'11 freshman from Sioux City, averaging 7 points per contest. Number 10 is Clayton Harold, a 6'2 sophomore from Williams, Iowa, averaging 12.5 points per game. Number 15 is Brian Forbes, a 6'4 freshman from Lone Tree, averaging 9.4 points per outing. And Zach Otting is a 6'4 junior from Peosta, Iowa, averaging 19.5 points per game. Briar Cliff is coached by Nick Nelson, Dort College by Ross Dalma. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Back with the opening tap right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Briar Cliff Chargers in their home golds. Blue numbers trimmed in gray. The Dort College Defenders in the road blacks. White numbers trimmed out in yellow. Here we go with basketball. Dort College controls the opening tap. Pass goes left side over to Franken. Franken gives it up Walterstorff. Walterstorff comes over to Lindberg. Lindberg, turnaround on the block. His shot no good. Rebound taken away by Rindles. Rindles unable to save it in play, though. And the Briar Cliff Chargers come away with the basketball. Bringing it up the floor quickly is Otting. Otting on the perimeter. Comes back left side with it. Out front is Graves. Graves pass deflected. Taken away by Lindberg. Lindberg one player to beat. Mishandles it. And now is taken back by Otting. Briar Cliff basketball. Chargers take it across the timeline. With it out front is Forbes. Forbes with the basketball guarded there by Kachi. Comes back over to Graves. Graves right side Otting. Otting guarded there by Lindberg. Otting into the lane. Ball deflected. Walterstorff comes up with it. Gets it over to Lindberg. Lindberg to Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Back over to Lindberg. Lindberg with the basketball. Lindberg across the timeline to Franken. Dort College with the basketball. Short corner, Walterstorff. Walterstorff the cutter. Rindles. Rindles layup good. Nathan Rindles with a 2-point basket, and the Dort College Defenders score the first basket of the day at 2-0. Right side, Otting. Otting out front. They come back left side over to Graves. Graves with it on the perimeter. Graves in between the circles, guarded there by Rindles. He comes back right side over to Clayton Harold. Harold gives it off Torres. Torres puts it on the floor, and we've got a foul called on Tyler Walterstorff. Walterstorff whistled for the personal foul as he comes over late after helping on defense. Tyler Walterstorff commits the personal, his first. Team foul number 1 on the Defenders as well. Pass over the top, Otting. Otting with the basketball at the top of the key. Picks up his dribble. Goes to Torres. Torres working on Walterstorff. Puts it up. Good. 2-point basket for Torres as Walterstorff had to play that one wisely. Didn't want to pick up his second personal foul. Tyler into traffic. Puts it up. Shot no good. But a foul on the play called on Brian Forbes. Forbes whistled for the personal foul. Tyler will go to the free throw line to shoot 2 as he was fouled in the act of shooting. So Tyler Walterstorff to shoot a pair. First free throw on the way for Tyler is up. Hangs on the rim and drops through. Looked like it was going to be short. Had just enough to bounce off the front of the iron and fall through. Second free throw is up and good as well for Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf makes them both. Thort College leads 4-2. Just underway in this one. Briarcliff basketball, Shane Graves. Graves goes left side over to Otting. Otting out front, Forbes. Forbes to Graves. Graves to Harold. Harold driving in, puts it up in traffic. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Franken. Franken with the basketball. Here comes Thort College. Franken comes right side, Kachi. Kachi, Tyler. Tyler drives in, too strong off of the backboard, no good. Rebound taken away by Graves. Here comes Briarcliff off and running. Shane Graves into the front court, hands it off to Otting. Otting drives in, layup good. Zach Otting with the two-point basket. We're tied up 4-4. 17:35 remaining in the first half. Rindles with the basketball, comes over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh out front, guarded by Torres. Comes over to Kachi. Kachi dumps it off for Rindles. Rindles layup good. Nathan Rindles with 4 points. Thort College leads 6-4. Into the front court, Graves. Thort College has a player waiting at the scorer's bench. I believe that's David Denherder. I can just make out the top of his head from my perch up on the balcony. A charging foul called the other way. Tyler Walthersdorf slid over to take the charge. Brian Forbes got caught up in the air, and Forbes commits his second personal foul. Austin Holman will come into the contest. David Denherder checks in for the defenders. Holman is in for the Chargers. Denherder is in for Walthersdorf. Lindbergh to throw it in. Ball's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Rindles. It'll be Thort College turning it over on the inbounds play. Certainly looked like a Briarcliff player may have gotten a hand on it. The call goes for Briarcliff, though. Chargers have the basketball. Harold will drive the lane. Lays it up with the left hand. Good. Clayton Harold ties it up at 6-6. Dalton Franken hands it off to Kyle Lindbergh. Lindbergh will bring it up against Holman. Holman commits the foul out front. Austin Holman tried to come out and meet Kyle Lindbergh. Two steps beyond the top of the key, and he gets called for the foul. Franken will check out of the ballgame. Brian Sumner will check in. Thort College to throw it in. Rindles gets it in to Lindbergh. Lindbergh back over to Rindles. Rindles driving in with the left hand. His shot is good. Nathan Rindles with 3 field goals. Thort College leads 8-6. He had a big game in the first meeting of these two. Graves with the hesitation move. His shot is good. Two teams exchanging buckets right now. We've been tied at 2, 4, 6, and 8. Lindbergh driving the other way. Right side it goes Kachi. Kachi, ball fake, in traffic. His shot in and out, no good. Rebound taken away by Torres. Ricky Torres passes it ahead to Graves. Graves, long pass underneath. And a foul called before the shot on Kyle Lindbergh. Lindbergh got faked up into the air. Zach Otting was fouled on the play. And they're going to inbound underneath the basket, left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing the ball in is Graves. Graves gets it into Holman. Holman pivots, his shot off of the glass, no good. Rebound tipped out, and it's last touch by Briarcliff. It'll be Thort College basketball, and that, my friend, is a makeup call stemming back from that call where it went against Thort College with saying it went off of Nathan Rindles. Rindles with the basketball now for the defenders. Rindles trying to drop it off, and we've got a quick whistle, and Rindles is called for a charge on the other end. Torres set up to take the charge and barely heard the whistle, and Rindles gets called for the charge. Team foul number 3 on the defenders, so both teams have 3 fouls. Just about 4 minutes gone in this contest. Bringing the basketball up is Shane Graves for the Chargers. He'll pass to Otting. Otting with it on the right wing. Otting to Torres. Torres looking for Holman. Instead, they go top of the key, Harold. Harold to Graves. Graves gets a ball screen. They drop it off for Holman. Holman with the basketball. Holman puts it up over the top of David Denherder, and he's going to be called for steps. Briarcliff's going to show full court pressure defense. Let's see if Thort College can make them pay. Inbounding the basketball will be Lindbergh. Lindbergh gets it into Rindles. Rindles will take it up against Shane Graves. Rindles across the timeline. Picks up his dribble, passes right side Sumner. Sumner, Denherder. Denherder, Kachi. Kachi, 3, good. Austin Kachi with the 3-point basket. Thort College leads 11-8. Coming back the other way with it into the front court is Graves. Graves to Holman. Holman with it. Looking for Harold. Instead comes to Otting. Otting gets a ball screen. Otting, step back. He'll fire a three for the tie. Misses it off the back iron. No good. Fight for the rebound, and it's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Briarcliff basketball. Kachi was wrestling Ricky Torres for that basketball. Looked like Kachi had inside position. And now the Chargers will inbound the basketball near the three-point circle on the baseline, left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing it in will be Shane Graves. Graves gets the ball inbounded to Ricky Williams. Williams to Graves. Graves, layup, left hand, good. Shane Graves with the layup. Dort College leads 11-10. Into the front court with the basketball is Rindles. Rindles over to Kachi. Kachi on the right wing. Now comes Rindles. Rindles back over to Franken. Franken to the free throw line. Comes back to Sumner. Sumner on the wing. Now they feed Franken on the baseline, guarded there by Holman. Franken in traffic, and he is fouled on the play. Two free throws on the way for Dalton Franken. Austin Holman, I believe, got called for the foul. That's number two on him. Holman picks up his second. Dalton Franken will go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws. So Dalton will step up for a pair. Cale Whitfield will check into the contest for Dort College. First free throw by Franken is good. Franken averaging 16.2 points per outing. On the floor for the defenders right now, Den Herter, Sumner, Franken, Kachi, Rindles. The second free throw is up and good as well for Franken. Franken with 2 points, and the defender lead is 13-10. Shane Graves into the front court. Pass goes left side, Otting. Otting, right side, Whitfield. This is Leffler. Comes back over to Otting. Otting, Graves. Graves, three for the tie. Missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Den Herter. Here comes Dort College on the run. Briarcliff has retreated. Bringing the ball up is Rindles. Rindles, the one-man fast break. He's got eight. Dort College leads 15-10. Coming back the other way is Otting. Otting, up in the air. Kicks it out. Left side, three on the way. Setting up and firing the three is Leffler. Leffler makes it 15-13. Bringing the basketball up, Rindles. Rindles over to Franken. Franken, right side, Kachi. Kachi over to Nathan. Nathan, crossover dribble. In traffic, lost it. Picks it up, gets it away to Den Herter. Den Herter, layup, good. David Den Herter with a two-point basket. And we've got a timeout on the floor. Charge to Briarcliff. 17-13, our score. 13:45 remaining, first half of play. Timeout charge to the Chargers. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. The basketball after the timeout. Shane Graves is catching a breather on the bench. Today's broadcast made possible by the Van England Hoven Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer's an agent. 712-737-6000. Austin Poland playing point now for the Chargers. Comes over to Williams. Williams left side, Otting. Otting will put it on the floor. Dort College slow and helping on the dribble penetration for Otting. Otting with the layup. Dort College leads 17-15. Kachi out front, Rindles. Rindles, Franken. Franken will let fly with a three. Long, no good. Rebound taken away by the Chargers. Briarcliff up with the basketball. Bringing it up is Whitfield. Whitfield with the basketball. Whitfield looking. Gets it to Poland. Poland to Otting. Otting comes back outside to Leffler. Leffler with the basketball. Leffler gets the return pass back over to Otting. Otting gives it up. Williams. Williams working against Den Herter. Puts it up. Shot is good. We're tied 17-all. Ricky Williams averaging 6.6 points per ballgame. Ties it up at 17 apiece. Pass goes down low for Den Herter. Reverses to Rindles. Rindles to Franken. Franken shot off the glass. Good. The runner by Dalton Franken. He's got four, and the defenders lead 19-17. Bringing the basketball up, Chargers. They pass it out front to Whitfield. Whitfield, shot no good. Rebound taken down by Williams. Williams, nothing there. 3 seconds in the lane. Violation is going to be called on Ricky Williams. Dort College will get the basketball back. Fresh faces in for Dort College. Kachi, Rindles, Den Herter, Sumner checking out. J.D. Bohr, Alex Terpstra, Tyler Waltersdorf, Kyle Lindberg checking in. Dalton Franken remains on the floor. Into the front court is Lindbergh. Lindbergh basketball, right side, J.D. Bohr, Franken. Franken left side, Terpstra. Terpstra, Lindbergh. Lindbergh facing up against Williams. They bring the double team. Lindbergh off the glass, no good. Rebound controlled by Briarcliff and Brian Forbes. Forbes, long pass into the front court, lost it. It's loose, picked up by Lindbergh. Here comes Dort College. Lindbergh has it, doesn't have the numbers, though. Lindbergh, the Euro step, right-handed layup, good. That hesitation move, he gets it to go. 21-17, our score. Briarcliff basketball, Austin Poland. Poland with it, Briarcliff down four. Chargers have it, back over to Forbes. Ball is loose, picked off by Waltersdorf. Tyler into the front court. Tyler with a head full of steam. He's going to drive in, and he is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Briarcliff and Austin Poland. And I don't think they're going to give Tyler Waltersdorf shots. And Doug Vitava says it's a shooting foul. So two free throws on the way for Tyler Waltersdorf. Team foul number five on the Chargers. Dort College trying to change the tempo of this contest. First free throw is up and good for Waltersdorf. He's got three. He's made all three of his free throw attempts thus far. Dort College leads 22-17 pending the second free throw, matching their biggest lead of the ballgame. That free throw no good. Rebound taken away by Frank, and Dort College with another possession, or extending the possession, leading 22-17. Baseline jumper good. Dalton Franken splashes it through for two. He's got six. Dort College leads 24-17. Briarcliff with the basketball into the front court. They hand it off to the backup point guard, Leffler. Leffler goes right side. They're looking for Williams down low. Instead, they have it on the perimeter. This is Poland. Poland back over to Forbes. Forbes, Poland, Poland, right side. Lob pass down low, Wiki Williams. Williams shot no good. Deflected, taken away by Frank, and here comes Dort College. Dalton into the front court, does not have the numbers. Diagonal pass over to Terpstra. Terpstra in the corner. Back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh working on Williams. Kick out over to J.D. Bohr. Bohr comes back over to Franken. Franken with the basketball. Uses up his dribble. Terpstra. Terpstra, Waltersdorf. 18 to shoot for the defenders. Comes back over to J.D. J.D. to Terpstra. Terpstra. Franken. Franken. Short shot. No good. Left it short. Rebound taken away by Briarcliff. Up and running with it is Forbes. Forbes down to the baseline. He's guarded there by J.D. Bohr. Comes back over to Williams. Williams gives it up left side. Charger basketball as we approach the midpoint of the first half. On the perimeter with it at Poland, guarded there by Lindbergh. Man-to-man defense applied by the defenders. Brian Forbes, right side pass over to Leffler. Leffler on the right wing, guarded by Terpstra. Gets a pick and roll. Nobody's open. Comes back over to Poland. Eight to shoot. Poland into traffic, comes back outside, long three, no good, rebound taken away by Waltersdorf. Now Lindbergh, Lindbergh into the front court, doesn't have the numbers. Lindbergh, hesitation, comes back over to Terpstra. Now Walt, Walt, three-pointer, top of the key, bang, bang, bang. Tyler Waltersdorf with six first-half points, defenders lead by 10, 27-17. Briarcliff says, let's slow it down. They call a set play, Austin Poland with it out front. Poland with the basketball down to the baseline and a hand check called on J.D. Bohr. Bohr, a sophomore from Hull, good minutes on Saturday as a defensive stopper, getting the reward of a few more minutes here this evening. 6'4 sophomore checks out of the ballgame. Looks like both teams going with their starting lineups except for Dort College. Den Herter and Terpstra on the floor in place of Franken and Waltersdorf right now. Dort College playing with a 10-point lead. Passes inbounded to Torres. They give it up to Shane Graves. Left side. Driving in. Layup is good for Otting. Otting with six. Dort College leads 27-19. Bringing the ball up is Rindles. Rindles, Lindbergh. Lindbergh comes over to Kachi. Kachi with the ball. Comes back to Rindles. Rindles out front, Terp. Terpstra with the basketball. Terpstra down low, Den Herter, and Den Herter spins, but a kick call before he gathered in the pass on the block. Would have had a short shot attempt, but the kick is called. 9:07 remaining. We went a while with no stoppage in play. Rindles to throw it in. Gets it into Lindbergh. Lindbergh in traffic, and he is fouled on the play, and that foul is going to go on Shane Graves, and the Briarcliff faithful can't believe it. Kyle Lindbergh will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. He'll shoot two. So a free throw on the way for Lindbergh. Coach Ross Dalma talking with 60% of his players on the floor. He pulls three of them over to talk it over. First free throw by Lindbergh is good. He's got three. Left David Denherter down on the other end, saving the steps for Denherter. Wanted to talk to his three perimeter players. Lindbergh makes the first free throw. He's got another one coming, trying to stretch it back to 10, and he does so. Made free throws by Kyle Lindbergh. He's got four, and the defenders lead 29-19. Shane Graves takes it across the timeline, looking for Odding. Instead, he goes right side over to Harold. Harold to Torres. Torres, blocked shot from behind by Denherter. Here comes Kachi. Kachi Lindbergh. Lindbergh with a head full of steam. Kick out, Kachi. Kachi, no good. Rebound tapped out by Terpstra. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Briarcliff basketball. Nice sized crowd on hand making their way down to watch the Dort College defenders here at the Newman Flanagan Center. The Dort College section, they're giving about a sixth of the lower bowl to sit in. They've got it full, and they've spilled over a little bit to the middle section, marked Briarcliff. With it out front, Graves. Graves, left side, Brian Forbes. Forbes to Graves. Graves gives it up, Harold. Harold with somebody in his face, knocks it down. Harold with three. Dort College leads 29-22. 8:14 remaining. Dort College basketball, left side, Terpstra. Terpstra, Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. Backdoor cut, Rindles. Rindles is fouled on the play. That's going to go on Clayton Harold, and Rindles will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Foul on the play called on Clayton Harold, and Nathan Rindles will go to the free throw line. So free throws on the way for Rindles. The sophomore from Boulder misses that one. Doesn't happen very often. 81 for 94 for the season coming into the contest. See if he can bounce back and make this one. Franken and Sumner are in. Terpstra and Lindbergh are out for the defenders. David Denherter still on the floor. Second free throw by Rindles, a rare pair of missed free throws by Rindles. Here come the Chargers with a chance to cut into the seven-point lead. Odding, nothing there. Comes back over to Graves. Graves dumps it off. Torres. Torres, layup good. And the Chargers have made it a 29-24 ballgame. Coming back the other way, Dort College basketball. With it out front, Sumner. Sumner gives to Rindles. Rindles back over to Kachi. Three ball, good. Austin Kachi with a pair of threes today. Dort College leading 32-24. Steal by Dort College, Sumner. Sumner gives it back over to Franken. Franken ahead, Rindles. Rindles with his hair on fire. Layup good. 34-24. Dort College answers the five-point run by Briarcliff with a five-point run of their own to take a 10-point advantage at 34-24. With it on the left side is Clayton Harold. Harold to Torres. Torres, jumper, no good. Rebound taken away by Franken. Here's where you want a good possession if you're Dort College. Franken into the front court. Franken, kick out, back over to Rindles. Ball's down on the floor. It's still loose. Picked up by Graves. Graves gets it ahead to Odding. Odding with the basketball, not the possession Dort College wanted. Odding in traffic. His short shot is good. He can score the ball. He's got eight. Dort College leads 34-26. Dort College leading by eight. Pass comes over to Franken. Franken with the basketball. Franken comes right side. With it is Rindles. Rindles back over to Kachi. Kachi catches in motion. Three-pointer. Good. Three cube for Kachi. Dort College leads by 11, 37-26. Kachi has hit three threes here in the first half. With it out front is Harold. Harold to Odding. Odding right side to Graves. Graves with the basketball. Thought about the three. No look. Pass into the corner. Harold. Harold three. Answering. Harold with eight. Dort College leads 37-29. Dort College coming back the other way with the basketball. So the Dort College defenders with the basketball. Kachi. Kachi ball fake. Step back. Another three. No good. Rebound taken away by Briarcliff. Maybe a little quick on the trigger. Here comes Graves. Graves in transition. Spin move. His shot off of the glass. Good. Shane Graves throws it up with the left hand. The Dort College lead is back to six at 37-31. Left side pass comes over to Franken. Franken with the basketball. Franken comes back over to Rindles. Rindles with it, and we've got a foul called away from the ball. That's going to go on Torres. Free throw time for Dort College. So the Dort College defenders will send, I believe, Dalton Frank into the charity stripe for a 1-1. Dort College leading 37-31. Dort College has led by as many as 11 today. Briarcliff cut the lead down to 5 not that long ago. It stands at 6 right now, 37-31. First free throw, 1-1 for Franken is good. Dalton is nearly an 80% free throw shooter. He makes the first one. He's got another one coming. Can extend the lead to 8. J.D. Bohr will check in if he makes the free throw, and he does. 39-31, Franken makes both free throws. Franken is out, Rendles is out, Lindbergh is in, J.D. Bohr is in. Shane Graves will bring it up for the Chargers. Dort College leading 39-31. Briarcliff basketball, Graves running the show, guarded by Sumner. Pass goes right side, Otting. Otting, his pass intended for Holman. Goes out of bounds, last touch by Dort College. It'll be Briarcliff basketball. 8-point advantage for the defenders, 5:14 remaining in the half. Throwing the ball in will be Shane Graves out near the 3-point line on the right side of the baseline. Torres down to the baseline, reverses it back out front. Nearly stolen, now it's tipped. It's controlled by Holman. Holman with the basketball. Holman passes it out front to Graves. Graves with the basketball. Graves, spin move against Sumner. Kick out pass to Harold. Harold dumps it off Torres. Torres up strong, good. Ricky Torres with 6 points, averaging 7.7 points per game. Dort College leads 39-33. Austin Kachi with the basketball on the right wing. Kachi with it, looking for someone to pass to. Uses up his dribble, now comes over to Sumner. His three, got it! 3-point basket, Brian Sumner. Dort College leads 42-33. Coming back the other way, Graves. Graves with the basketball. He'll put the three up over high hands. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Here comes Dort College into the front court. Lindbergh with the basketball. Stutter step at the top of the key. Has it tipped away. Kick out Sumner. Another one. Yes! Brian Sumner back-to-back threes for the freshman from Ankeny. He steps out. Knocks down 2 down from the corner. Dort College leads 45-33. Timeout on the floor. Charge to Briarcliff. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. 4:12 remaining in this first half. And the Dort College defenders with a dozen-point lead. Dort College has not missed many shots here in the first half. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Also made possible by a grant from Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. By Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. They're also on the World Wide Web at HiltRealEstate.com. By Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hullers and Craig, Paulina, Remsen and Sanborn, their member, FDIC. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Earlier this evening, the Briarcliff women victorious over the Dort College defenders. Briarcliff scoring that victory by a final that will be registered as 88-70. That's what the official box score at the conclusion of the night said. That was a point off on both sides. Clayton Harold with the basketball after Briarcliff's timeout. Holman with the basketball, down by a dozen. They pass it back over to Otting, and Otting is fouled on the play by J.D. Bohr. So J.D. has just picked up his second personal foul. He'll stay in the ballgame with 3:56 left to play in the half. 45-33, Briarcliff, down a dozen. Looking for Holman, instead they pass it over the top, Williams. Ricky Williams back over to Otting. Otting to Holman and tying it up. No, we've got a travel called on Holman. Tyler Walterstorff does so many things that will not show up in the box score. but so many things that are imperative to having success as a team. He stuck his nose in there when Holman got it down deep and forced the travel violation. Now Kyle Lindbergh a little too ambitious with his drive to the hoop. He's called for a travel violation on the other end. And now Briarcliff will have the basketball. Bringing it up will be Shane Graves. Both teams just a little out of sorts on their last couple possessions. With it out front is Graves. Graves with the basketball, guarded by Sumner. Pass comes right side, Otting. Otting with the left hand gets on the screen. He's going to hesitate, lost it. Picks it back up. Now it's pinballing around on the floor. Picked up by Harold. Harold out front, Graves. Dort College closes out. With it is Walterstorff. Walterstorff comes back over to Harold. Harold back over to Graves. Graves over high hands. His three missed it. No good. Rebound Terpstra. Terpstra on the sideline. Gets it away to Walterstorff. Walterstorff will bring it up the floor. Walterstorff angles his way. Left side. It goes Sumner. Another one. No. Rebound. Fought for. And it's controlled by Otting for Briarcliff. Dort College trying to pop the top on this one. That time it was a narrow miss by Sumner on the three. Otting. Otting loses it. J.D. Bohr hounding him. Back over to Holman. Holman back right side. It comes to Graves. Graves with the basketball. 18 to shoot. Graves back to Holman. Holman with the basketball. Otting. Otting to Ricky Williams working against Kyle Lindbergh. His shot blocked by Lindbergh. Rebound Lindbergh. Lindbergh wrestled it away himself. Here comes Kyle with the basketball. Kyle picks up his dribble, nearly picked off. Now Walterstorff. Walterstorff will chase it in the backcourt. 23 to shoot for the defenders. It was touched by a Briarcliff player. Right side Sumner. Sumner back over to J.D. J.D. left side Walterstorff. Walterstorff Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. Lindbergh kick out pass. Bohr. Bohr's not going to shoot. He gets it right side back over to Walterstorff. Now Terpstra. Terpstra with the basketball. Six to shoot. Back over to Walt. Walt, three off the back iron. No good. Bounces off of the top of the backboard. Briarcliff gathers in the rebound. Coming back the other way is Graves. Graves with the basketball. Graves, right side, Otting. Both teams looking gassed right now. Dort College, a platoon of players waiting at the bench to check in. Otting will get a step. Stops. Ball's on the floor. Picks it up. Now there's going to be a hold called on the defenders. A holding foul called on the defenders before the shot. I believe that's going to go on J.D. That's number three on J.D. Bohr. His job, though, is to go in and play as physically as he can, as within the tolerance of the officials tonight. He gets called for his third personal, but he has made Otting work for everything he has gotten here in the last couple of possessions. Dort College leading by 12. Briarcliff inbounding. They get it in over the top. With it is Leffler. Leffler's playing the point now in place of Graves. They come back over to Williams. Williams with the basketball gives it up Otting. Otting back to Williams. Williams gets a step, puts it up off the glass. Soft touch, good. Ricky Williams with another two. He's got four. Dort College leads 45-35. That's the first bucket since the 4-12 mark. There's 1:20 remaining now. With it is Franken. Franken, Kachi. Kachi, pass, deflected, picked up by Rindles. Rindles on the perimeter. Back left side it goes Kachi. David Denherter posting up on Williams. Denherter puts it up. Shot partially blocked by Williams. Here comes Briarcliff. With the basketball is Poland. Poland to Williams. Williams with the basketball gives it back over to Leffler. Leffler, right side, Otting. Under a minute to play in the half. Dort College up 10, 45-35. With it on the right side, Williams. Williams is going to put up the three. Missed it badly. Push off inside, though. Briarcliff got away with it. Here's Otting. Otting, three, no good. Rebound taken away by Rindles. Dort College off and running. Rindles with the basketball. Feeds Kachi. Kachi, floater, shot no good. Tapped by Rindles, no good. Controlled by Sumner. Dort College with the basketball. Shot clock is off. They'll hold for one. 30 seconds remaining in the half. Dort College, if they can maintain the possession, we'll go into the locker room at least up 10. Dort College with the basketball, Rindles. Rindles working against the backup point guard, Austin Leffler. They come back over to Franken. Franken will work it in against Cale Whitfield. Right side pass, Kachi. Kachi off the bounce. His three-pointer, no good. 4 seconds left with the basketball in the backcourt. Is Poland. Poland, midcourt jumper, no good. And that's the end of the first half. Dort College leads 45-35 at halftime. A wild first half of play. We went the final 4-12, though, with just one field goal between the two teams. Let's take a break and be back with more right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We are at halftime. High-octane first half of play. Dort College leads 45-35 at the half. Dort College never trailed. We had ties at 2, 4, 6, 8, and 17. Dort College went on a 10-0 run to get up 27-17. And we're still up at 10 with 8:30 to go in the half, 29-19. Briar Cliff cut the lead in half, 29-24. Dort College responded with a 5-point run of their own to lead 34-24. Dort College led by as many as 12 in the first half. That came at 45-33 with 4:12 remaining in the first half of play. Briar Cliff got the lone 2-point basket over the final 4:12, though, to make it a 10-point ball game at 45-35. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College led unofficially by Nathan Rendles with 10, while Zach Otting and Clayton Harold have 8 points apiece for the Chargers. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. College leads Briar Cliff 45-35 at halftime. Here are the numbers for the first half of play. Dort College 15 of 29 from the floor, 51.7%, 6 of 12 on threes, 50%, 9 for 12 on free throws for 75%. Briar Cliff 16 of 30 from the floor, 53.3%, 3 for 10 on threes, 30%. They did not attempt a free throw first half of play. Both teams have 15 rebounds. Briar Cliff 9 turnovers. Dort College with 6. Dort College is led in scoring by Nathan Rendles with 10 points. 9 for Austin Kachi. 8 for Dalton Franken. 6 each for Tyler Walterstorff and Brian Sumner. 4 for Kyle Lindberg and 2 for David Den Herter. For Briar Cliff, Clayton Harold and Zach Otting have 8 points apiece. 6 points each for Ricky Torres and Shane Graves. 4 for Ricky Williams and 3 for Austin Leffler. Nathan Rendles with 3 assists. Austin Kachi with 2. Brian Sumner with 2 assists. Shane Graves with 3 assists. Zach Otting had 2 steals for the Chargers. Kyle Lindberg had 3 steals for the defenders in 12 minutes of play. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take another break, and we'll be back with halftime scores from around the conference right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Here are the scores from around the conference. At halftime, Dort leads Briar Cliff 45-35, Doan over Concordia 40-32. Midland leads Nebraska Wesleyan at the intermission 36-33. Morningside over Dakota Wesleyan at the Corn Palace 45-31. And Mount Marty leads Northwestern at halftime 29-24. Earlier tonight, women's basketball, Briar Cliff over Dort 88-70. Concordia over Doan 83-62. Midland over Nebraska Wesleyan 82-61. Morningside downs Dakota Wesleyan 80-67. And it was Mount Marty upsetting Northwestern 78-74. Let's take one more break and be back with the second half of play from the Newman Flanagan Center right after this. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the following businesses. They include Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, paint and glass installation, and frame repair, 722-2313. And by People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. It'll be Briar Cliff basketball as we open up the second half of play. Briar Cliff getting their final words of instruction from their head coach, Nick Nelson. Dort College has broken their huddle already. Dort College with their original starting five on the floor. Briar Cliff with their original starting five as well. Briarcliff with the basketball. They'll throw it in. Shane Graves will bring it up against Nathan Rindles. Man-to-man defense applied by the defenders. They try to pass it down low, and a hold called on Tyler Waltersdorf. Tyler whistled for the personal foul. That's his second. And Briarcliff will inbound the basketball. Throwing it in will be Shane Graves. Graves gets it in over the top to Torres. Torres to Otting. Otting out front, Harold. Harold over the basketball, guarded by Franken. Picks up his dribble. He passes back over to Graves. Graves for the basketball. Graves, right side, Otting. Otting with a left hand back to the middle of the floor. He got it on the right wing. Comes back over to Forbes. Forbes driving in. Off-balance shot, no good. Rebound taken down by Forbes. Forbes put back, good. Forbes with the two-point putback. Dort College leads 45-37. Rindles left side, Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. Lindbergh back over to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf lay in, good. He's got eight. For Forbes, that was his first points of the night. Dort College basketball, right side it comes. Back over to Otting. Otting, pass, middle of the floor, taken back by Franken as Dort College double-teamed the ball handler. He didn't get rid of it cleanly. Waltersdorf, left side, Rindles. Rindles, double-team, back over to Walt. Walt with the basketball, back to Franken. Franken will put up the 15-footer, missed it, no good. Rebound fought for, taken down by Forbes. Forbes gets it back over to Graves. Graves with the basketball. Graves with it on the right wing. 18:35 left to play, first half. A ball game now. Left side it goes, Otting. Otting with the basketball. They get it underneath to Torres. Torres is fouled from behind by Waltersdorf, and Waltersdorf has just picked up his third. And you could tell Briarcliff was trying to hammer it down low. Ricky Torres, a 68% free throw shooter, will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Tyler Waltersdorf picks up two quick ones here in the second half of play. He's now got three, and David Denherter's waiting to check in. First free throw is out, in and out, no good. Waltersdorf will check out of the ballgame. Denherter is in for the defenders. So it'll be a short break, at least for Waltersdorf. Second free throw by Williams is up and through, so he makes one of two. Briarcliff showing full court pressure defense. Dort College gets the ball inbounded to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball, working against Forbes. Looking for the backdoor cut. Instead comes over to Rindles. Rindles, Franken. Franken, Kachi. Kachi on the left wing, looking for the entry pass for Denherter. Nothing there. Now comes to Rindles. Rindles to Denherter. Denherter against Williams. Comes back. Out front, Denherter. Free throw line jumper, no good. And a foul called on the rebound against Nathan Rindles. Rindles whistled for his second. Team foul number three on the defenders. And that advantage Dort College had in the first half at the free throw line may be negated here in the second half. Three fouls on the defenders already, none on the Chargers. With it out front is Shane Graves. Graves gives it up to Otting. Otting out front. He comes right side over to Harold. Harold with the basketball. Harold goes left side, Graves. Graves gives it up. Forbes. Forbes, double team. Comes back over to Graves. Graves to Harold. Harold with the basketball. Harold drops it off for Torres. Torres puts it up in traffic. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Here comes Dort College. Lindbergh into the front court. Kyle with it. Comes back to Rindles. Rindles, floater in the lane. No good, but he's fouled on the play by Torres. Ricky Torres picks up the personal foul, and neither team happy with the officiating right now, and some would say they're doing a good job then. Nathan Rindles will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Dort College leading 47-38. First free throw by Nathan is up and through. Another one on the way for Nathan. 48-38, Dort College by double digits. Another free throw, this one's up and good. Rindles with 12. Dort College extends the lead to 11, 49-38. They've led by as many as 12. That came at 45-33. Graves with the basketball, right side, Otting. Otting, they switch on the screen out front. Ball tipped, taken by Rindles, and Rindles can't control it on the sideline. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Briarcliff basketball. Briarcliff basketball. So it'll be Briarcliff basketball. Torres will throw it in. 17-11 left to play in the first in the ball game. Odding with it, guarded by Lindbergh. Odding with it out front. Now he's guarded by Kachi. Gets it over to Graves. Graves with the basketball back to Odding. Odding, they jump out, hedge on the screen. Odding at the free throw line, picks up his dribble, comes back. Three-pointer on the way. Long three is good. Three-point basket by Brian Forbes. He's got five. And the defenders lead 49-41. Into the front court with the basketball, Frank, and right side, Kachi. That was a long three by Forbes. They come back over to Kachi. Kachi left corner. Kachi, shot, no good, but he's fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Zach Odding. I believe that's foul number one on him. Williams is in. Torres is out. Dort College leads by eight. Tyler Waltersdorf catching, still getting a breather on the bench. Rindles to throw it in. He gets it into Den Herter. Den Herter is stripped on the way up by Graves. Here comes Graves with the basketball. Graves on the right wing, hesitates. He's going to drive the lane, kick out pass Harold. Harold caught up in the air, kicks it right side back over to Forbes. Forbes might have traveled with it. Puts it up, shot no good, but a foul on the play called on Den Herter. Den Herter whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number one on Den Herter, and Forbes will go to the free throw line where he's an 80% free throw shooter. 49-41, Dort College leading by eight. So Brian Forbes to shoot a pair. First one is up and good. He's got six. Lindbergh is out. Sumner is in. Second free throw on the way for Forbes. He's a 6'4 freshman from Lone Tree, Iowa, averaging just under double figures. Second free throw is good as well. He's shot 97 free throws now this season and has made 78. Dort College leads 49-43, five unanswered by the Chargers. Franken with the basketball, double teamed. Dalton gets it away right side, Rindles. Rindles will test the waters. He drives into the lane, lost it on the way up. Fight for the basketball, jump ball, alternating possession. It's going to be Dort College basketball. Rindles took it into the paint. A lot of contact, no call made, and it ends up as a jump ball. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College by six. 16:06 remaining. Kachi to throw the ball in. Gets it into Rindles. Rindles with it, guarded by Graves. Comes back over to Kachi. Long two. Off the mark, no good. Rebound taken away by Harold. Here comes Briarcliff. Briarcliff seems to have the momentum on their side right now. Graves with the basketball back to Odding. Odding working against Sumner. Odding comes back over to Graves. Graves out front. Graves to Forbes. Forbes to Williams. Williams puts it up in traffic. Shot no good. Fight for the basketball, and a foul is going to be called on the rebound against David Den Herter. And Den Herter has just picked up his second personal. Briarcliff will inbound the basketball. Right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Dort College leads by six. Throwing the ball in for Briarcliff will be Graves. Gets it into Odding. Odding with the basketball. Working against Sumner, and an offensive foul called on Odding. Foul number two on Zach Odding. Dort College will inbound the basketball. Lindbergh gets it in to Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Rindles will bring it up the floor, drops it off for Kachi. Layup good. Austin Kachi with 11 points. Dort College leads 51-43. Quickly up the floor with the basketball is Graves. Graves looking down low. Instead they go Williams. Williams out front to Harold. Harold with the basketball, Graves. Graves, right side. He's looking for the pass down low, the left-hander, and we've got a foul on the play called against Dort College. That's going to go on Nathan Rindles, and Rindles has just picked up foul number three. This could be at Harry before it's all over. J.D. Bohr is going to check into the contest. Remember, Dort College is playing without their regular backup. That's Patrick Nabla. Nabla, nursing an ankle sprain, suffered a week ago against Mount Marty. And Briarcliff will inbound the basketball. So J.D. Bohr checks in. Ball's on the floor, picked up by Williams. Williams with the basketball. He comes back right side over to Matt Berg. Berg with the basketball. He goes left side. Odding, Odding, three, no good. Rebound taken by Lindbergh. Lindbergh got tangled up with Williams that time. Lindbergh passes into the corner. Sumner, three ball. Yes. So nice. 9 points for Sumner off of the bench, 54-43. Dort College relentlessly pushing the ball up the floor, and Coach Ross Dommel wants a timeout to talk things over after the made basket. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, Dort College 54, Briarcliff 43. Just a little over 5 minutes into the second half. Chargers bringing it up. Matt Berg hands it off to Shane Graves. Graves will take it across the timeline, working against Sumner. Right side pass, Odding. Odding on the wing. Odding, they look for the pick and roll. Instead, they slip the screen. This is Berg backing his way in, and Berg's going to be called for traveling. He tried to back Kyle Lindberg down. Lindberg held his ground, and eventually Berg travels with the basketball. That's Berg for Briarcliff, a 6'5 junior from Carroll. Inbounding, Sumner gets it into Lindberg, ahead to Kachi. Dort College pushing the issue. Kachi into the front court with it on the right wing. Kachi out front, J.D. Bohr. Bohr with it, right side, Sumner. Sumner, Kachi. Kachi with the basketball, Lindberg. Lindberg, left corner, Bohr. Bohr's not going to shoot. He's going to put it on the floor a couple of times instead. Back over to Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Dort College by 11. Kachi off the bounce. Still has the dribble alive. Had a man open. Instead goes to Lindberg on the wing. 7 to shoot. Lindberg back over to Bohr. JD lets fly. 3, no good. He had to take it, and Briarcliff turns it over as they can't secure the rebound. Dalton Franken's going to check back into the ballgame for the defenders. J.D. Bohr is going to check out. So J.D. gave Dort College a couple of minutes. We might see him one more time before this is all said and done. Kachi gets it into Franken. Franken, baseline jumper, no good. And David Denherter is going to be called for a foul on the rebound. And Shane Graves will walk the other way and shoot free throws. That's foul number 3 on Denherter. Graves, a 66% free throw shooter, will shoot the 1-1. So with 13:54 left to go, Briarcliff is in the bonus. Graves shooting the 1-1. It's too long, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Kachi. Dort College by 11. Up the floor with the basketball is Austin Kachi. Kachi picks up his dribble, goes right side, Sumner. Sumner, the curl cut for Franken, and he's fouled on the play by Shane Graves. It's foul number 2 on Shane Graves, the freshman out of Sioux City, prepped at Helan High School. Bishop Helan, to be proper. Right side inbounding is Kachi. Kachi looking, still looking, and he will get it into Lindberg. Lindberg working against Berg. Lindberg down underneath, fading away. Shot no good, but there to clean up the mess is David Denherter. 4 points for Denherter. Dort College leads by 13, 56-43. With it out front is Berg. Berg driving in, drops it off for Williams. Williams misses the shot. No good. Rebound taken away by Denherter. Here comes Sumner. Sumner with the basketball. Bryan with it on the right wing. Comes over to Franken. Franken, Kachi. Kachi, ball fake, nothing there. Sumner. Sumner down low. Lindberg, left side of the lane. He's going to back it in against Berg. Back over to Sumner. Sumner, Lindberg. Lindberg, Sumner. Sumner, layup, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Briarcliff basketball. And David Denherter throwing that 6'9 frame around. He's playing with a little more abandon again tonight. And he's picked up 3 fouls, but he's creating some problems under the basket. 13:04 remaining. Dort College leading by 13. Bringing the basketball up is Graves. Graves gets a screen. Graves puts it up over the top of Denherter, and Shane Graves with a 2-point bucket. He's got 8. 56-45, Dort College by 11. Into the front court is Lindberg, over to Franken. Franken with it, Kachi. Kachi right side, Sumner. Sumner back over to Franken. Let's see if Dalton can get going. Tries to dump it underneath for Denherter. It's taken away by Williams. Here comes Graves. He's going to try to take it to the hoop again, I would guess. Cut off by Sumner initially, now drives in, layup no good, rebound Williams, Williams shot no good, another shot by Williams no good, deflected, picked up by Sumner, and Sumner is fouled on the play by Graves. Boy, Dort College was almost conceding that shot under the basket. They didn't want to pick up the foul and give the easy, or give the free throws. And Williams was unable to finish it. In the meantime, Shane Graves has just picked up his third. And he, along with Nathan Rindles, is on the bench. So both teams starting point guards in foul trouble. 12:19 left to go in the game. Tyler with the basketball. Right side, Kachi. Dort College by 11. Franken at the top of the key. Franken, nothing there. Back over to Walthersdorf, looking down low for Lindbergh. Feeds Lindbergh. Lindbergh puts it up in traffic. He's fouled. And Brian Forbes can't believe it. Two free throws on the way for Lindbergh. Forbes has just picked up his third. Free throws on the way for Lindbergh. Lindbergh with 4 points tonight. Free throw by Kyle on the way. Too strong. It goes down anyhow. Kicks it off the heel and it finds the bottom of the hoop. 57-45, Dort College leading. Dort College has outscored Briarcliff 12-10 to start the half. Now 13-10 as Lindbergh makes them both. Torres is back in. Williams is out. Lindbergh has 6 points. He's 4-for-4 from the free throw line. 58-45, Dort College by a baker's dozen. Briarcliff basketball. They look down low for Torres. Walthersdorf is back in the game for the defenders. Tyler Walthersdorf trying to face guard Torres in the post. Comes back right side. With it is Leffler. Leffler guarded by Kachi. Dort College has not brought Rindles back yet. They've got Terpstra on the floor in place of Rindles right now. Lindbergh able to force Otting out of bounds. Otting has to save it in off of Lindbergh. And it'll be Dort College playing defense again with 7 seconds on the shot clock, 11:36 on the game clock. Briarcliff to throw the ball in. They get it in to Otting. Otting, spin move. He's at the free throw line. Fires it up. Shot no good. Rebounding is Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. He takes it in against Torres. Kick out right side. Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf off balance shot. Good. Tyler hits the tough shot. He's got 10. Awkward position, and he gets it to go. Dort College leading by 15 now. With a basketball out front is Poland. Poland gives it up to Forbes. Forbes, long three, long rebound, taken down by Terpstra. Long shot, long rebound. Terpstra grabs it at the free throw line. Dort College does not have the numbers. Kachi Lindbergh. Lindbergh gets a step into the lane. His shot off the glass, no good. Rebound taken away by Torres as we approach the midpoint of the second half. With a basketball, Otting. Otting to Torres. Torres, right side, to Poland. Poland with a basketball. Gives it up to Leffler. Leffler out front with a basketball. Three-pointer up, no good. Rebound corralled by Franken. Dort College will bring the basketball up. Nathan Rindles is waiting at the scores table for the defenders. Franken takes it in hard, and a foul called on Brian Forbes. That's number four on him. Dalton Franken will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. 10:31 left to go in this game. 60 for Dort College, 45 for Briarcliff. Timeout on the floor, charged to Briarcliff. Back with free throws after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Shooting free throws, Dalton Franken. First one by Dalton is up and through. He's got 9 tonight, and the defenders lead 61-45, pending a second free throw. This one's up and through as well, 62-45. Now, before you get too comfortable, Dort College fans, Briarcliff trailed Hastings by 17 at the 8-minute mark on Saturday, and they came roaring back to take a 1-point lead 4 minutes later. They can score points in a hurry. Berg, layup good. Matt Berg with his first 2 points tonight. It's 62-47, Dort College leading, 10:15 remaining. Throwing the ball in will be Tyler Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf looking. And Dort College will call a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charged to the defenders. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbleman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the numbered call to be proactive. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa. Dort College with their original starting five on the floor, minus Walthersdorf, plus Den Herder. Ball is deflected, picked up by Den Herder. He doesn't want any part of that. He hands it right back over to Kyle Lindberg. Lindberg, Franken. Franken, right side, Rindles. Rindles to Kachi on the curl cut. Kachi's shot, in and out, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Briarcliff. That one rimmed around and fell out. Otting into the front court. Otting with the basketball back over to Poland. Dort College by 15, 9:50 left to go in the game. That's in regulation. Out front with the basketball is Poland. Poland with the basketball. He gives it up. They back over to Torres. Torres, layup good. Ricky Torres with 9 points. Dort College leads 62-49. Rindles into the front court, over to Franken. Franken reverses Kachi. Kachi, free throw line. Back over to Franken. Franken, Rindles. Rindles, Kachi. Kachi catches fire. Three, no good. Rebound taken away by Lindberg. Lindberg has it stripped away. Dort College fans and coaching staff wanting a foul call. None forthcoming. Dort College will inbound the basketball. Den Herder is out. Walthersdorf is in. Throwing the ball in will be Rindles. Rindles looking. Gets it into Lindberg, and we've got a hold called on Briarcliff, and Lindberg will go to the free throw line to shoot a 1-1. 62-49, Dort College leading. Poland whistled for the personal, and for Austin Poland, that's number two. Bonus time for both teams from here on out. That's team foul number eight on the Chargers. Lindberg, first free throw, too strong, no good. Rebound taken away by Briarcliff, and the Chargers trail by 13. 9:18 left to go in the game. Poland out front with the basketball. He's going to drive in, off-balance shot, no good, but a foul on the play called on Nathan Rindles, and Rindles has just picked up foul number four. So Coach Ross Dalma gambled, brought Nathan Rindles back. He picks up his fourth, and Brian Sumner will check in at the next break. Free throws on the way for Austin Poland, a 63% free throw shooter. He's shooting two here. Free throw by Poland is off the mark, no good, rattles it. Sumner is in. Rindles is out. A little mixing and matching going on right now. 9:11 left to go in the game. Second free throw by Poland is up. This one's good, so he makes one of two. And the defender lead is 62-50. Lindberg with the basketball. One-man fast break. He's going to drive. Sidesteps the defender. Lays it up. Good. Kyle Lindberg with a two-point basket. Dort College leads 64-50. Coming back the other way. Poland. It's down on the floor. And it's tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Briarcliff basketball. Players hitting the floor, and they ask for a moment to get some of the moisture up off of the floor. 8:54 remaining in this game. Dort College 64, Briarcliff 50. Today's broadcast made possible in part by grants from the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting 3w.dort.edu/DGC and by American State Bank. Offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall. Member FDIC and the community. Throwing the ball in is Zach Otting. Otting gets it into Poland. Dort College by 14. Poland looks for the drive to the lane. His shot no good. Body's on the floor again, and Poland gets the putback. Poland with three. Dort College leads 64-52. Kyle Lindberg into the front court. He passes right side over to Austin Kachi. Kachi with the ball back over to Tyler. Tyler, Kachi. Kachi straight on three. Get in there! Three-point basket by Austin Kachi. He's got 14. Dort College matches their biggest lead, 67-52. Three-pointer no good. Rebound taken away by Kachi. Kachi will bring it into the front court. 8:15 remaining. Kachi dribbles up. His three misses. No good. Rebound down on the floor. Picked up by Briarcliff. Briarcliff coming back the other way. Otting loses it. And we've got a foul called on the play against Austin Kachi. Kachi feeling it. He thought he was going to break it wide open with a three and missed it. Now coming back the other way, shooting free throws will be Zach Otting. This will be a one and the bonus. You can almost count on it being two, though. He's an 89% free throw shooter. We saw Dort College's 86% free throw shooter, though, this evening. Missed two in a row. Otting makes the first, though, and earns the second. He's got 9 points, 67-53, pending another free throw. 8:05 left to go in this game. Second free throw is up and good for Otting, his first points of the second half. Waltersdorf gets the ball inbounded to Lindberg. Lindberg with the basketball. Lindberg takes it across half court. Lindberg picks up his dribble, comes over to Sumner. Dort College has four timeouts remaining. Waltersdorf will drive in, puts it up, partially blocked, and the ball is tapped out of bounds, last touched by Briarcliff. It'll be Dort College basketball, and Tyler Waltersdorf, who dishes it out as good as he takes it. You normally don't get much of a reaction from him, but a look of disbelief that there was no foul call that time. 7:49 left to go in the game. Dort College still by 13. Kachi inbounding. They throw it in, a lob to Lindberg. Lindberg redirects it into the hoop. Two-point basket by Lindberg, 69-54. Dort College leading by 15. Well, the basketball is Otting. Otting might have traveled with it. Kachi not given any ground. They give it back over to Graves. Graves with the basketball. Graves hesitation move. Left side, Harold. Harold to Berg. Berg puts it up, and he's fouled on the play by Lindberg. And Matt Berg will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Not a bad foul. Team foul number two, I beg your pardon, foul number two on Lindberg. Team foul number 10 on the defenders. Two free throws for Berg, but Berg is just a 50% free throw shooter this season, 16 for 32. Free throw by Berg is up, no good. That one missed off the side of the iron. Then Herder and Terpstra are in. Sumner and Waltersdorf are out. 7:27 left to go in the game. A second free throw coming here for Matt Berg. Berg's second free throw is up, and he makes that one, so he lives up to his 50% free throw shooting this season, making one of two. Dort College with a chance to extend the lead. They lead by 14 right now. Lindberg with the basketball, splits the defense, passes over to Kachi. Three-pointer missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Shane Graves. Here comes Briarcliff down 14. Graves into the front court. Graves will set the offense. Pass comes right side, Brian Forbes. Forbes to Harold. Briarcliff with a smaller lineup on the floor right now. They've got Torres and Williams both on the bench. We haven't seen much of Williams here in the second half. They pass it down low to Berg. Berg working on Den Herder. Uses up his dribble. Gets a little room to work. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Kyle Lindberg. David Den Herder didn't give any ground that time. Kyle Lindberg with the basketball. Back over to Terpstra. Terpstra right side to Franken. Franken's pass deflected. Kachi gets the baseline, lays it up with the right hand, no good. There for the rebound and the putback, David Den Herder. Den Herder gives Dort College a 71-55 lead. Steal by Terpstra in the backcourt. Dort College with the basketball. Lindberg. Lindberg back over to Kachi. Kachi on the left wing. Kachi back over to Lindberg, right side, Franken. Franken, 17-footer, no good. Rebound corralled by Berg for Briarcliff. 6:14 left to play in the game. Dort College by 16. With it out front is Graves. Graves looking down low for Berg. He finds Berg. They double down on him. He has the baseline. He takes the baseline. Shot is short arm, no good. He doesn't want any part of putting it back up, though. He fires it back to the perimeter. Comes back over to Clay Harold. Harold misses. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Den Herder, and Den Herder is fouled on the play by Berg, and he is gassed. He wants to check out. He comes ambling over to the bench. He says, Coach, take me out. And Coach Nick Nelson will acquiesce. Send Ricky Williams into the fray. David Den Herder bends down to tie a shoelace. And he might have done that just to get a little break as well. The big fellas expending some energy. One and one opportunity here for David Den Herder. Next free throw will be the double bonus. Free throw on the way for Den Herder. It's good. Well, David's played some good minutes tonight. 7 points for Den Herder. extending the lead to 72-55. Dort College threatening to blow it open. Another free throw on the way. This one's up and good as well. So Den Herter makes them both, and he should get a nice round of applause from the Dort College section, and he will. 73-55, Dort College leading by 18. Shane Graves into the front court. Graves looking for a backdoor cut. Instead, they feed it over to Clayton Harold. Harold to Otting, Otting to Harold. Harold back over to Otting. Otting gets a lane to the basket. His shot no good, a lot of contact. Kyle Lindberg comes up with it. Lindberg and Brian Forbes tangled up, and then Zach Otting decides to get in on the action late. And I'm not sure what he was thinking there. The play was clearly over, and Coach Nick Nelson saw the same thing I did. And he checks Otting out of the ballgame to give him an opportunity to cool off. No other reason than that. They pass it to Williams. Williams shot blocked. Another rebound and putback for Ricky Williams. He's got six. And the defenders lead 73-57. Lindberg with the basketball on the right side. Lindberg guarded there by Williams. Comes over to Terpstra. 5:15 left to go in the game. Dort College by 16. Sumner, right side, Terp. Terp, three, no good. Rebound taken away by Williams. Williams gets it away to Graves. Here comes Briarcliff in transition. Graves comes back over to Williams. Williams, right side, Harold. Harold will drive in, puts it up. Shot is good, and he's fouled, and this one is not over. 73-59, Briarcliff trying to chip away at the lead. Clayton Harold with the two-point bucket. And now the opportunity at the three-point play. 73-59, Dort College by 14. Terpstra and Sumner check out. Dort College with their original starting five on the floor. Harold, an 89% free throw shooter, completes the three-point play. Rendles will bring it up. Dort College by 13, and a foul in the backcourt called on Shane Graves. Graves picks up his fourth. Dort College leads 73-60, 4:54 remaining. Free throw on the way for Rendles is up and good. Another free throw on the way for Rendles. He's got 12 today. Make it 13 and 14 with those two made free throws. 75-60, Dort College has outscored Briarcliff 30-25 here in the second half to turn a 10-point advantage into a 15-point advantage. They pass it down low to Williams. He's got eight. 75-62 as he makes good on the short shot. 4:35 left to go in the game. Left side pass, Franken. Franken has the baseline. Now he's cut off. Comes back over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff might have dribbled it off of his leg. He keeps possession of it, though. Kachi, Walterstorff. Walterstorff drives in, layup good. Tyler's been playing good basketball lately, 77-62. He's got 12 points. Williams passes left side. Brian Forbes. Forbes to Berg. Berg guarded by Lindberg. Comes back over to Forbes. Forbes guarded by Kachi. They run the pick and roll. Forbes cut off. They hedge it. Comes back to Graves. Graves hits the three. Shane Graves with 11. Dort College leads 77-65, 3:54 remaining in regulation. Timeout on the floor, charge to Briarcliff. Back with more after this. 77-65, Dort College by a dozen, 3:54 remaining. Dort College with the lead in the basketball. Today's broadcast made possible by Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. They're on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. Kyle Lindberg with the basketball via Dalton Franken. Lindberg takes it across half court, hands it back over to Austin Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Austin passes back over to Tyler. Dort College playing with a 12-point lead. They dump it down low for Kyle Lindberg. Lindberg guarded there by Berg. Lindberg trying to back his way in, puts it up, shot no good, gets his own rebound back, shot is up, no good. Rebound Walterstorff, Walterstorff shot good. Tyler keeps working the offensive glass. He's got 14. Dort College leads 79-65. 3:18 remaining. Pass deflected. Picked up by Austin Kachi. Three players around him. He wants to run the break. Passes right side Rindles. Rindles back over to Kachi. Layup good. Austin Kachi with 16. 81-65. Dort College back in firm control. 3 minutes remaining. Right side pass goes over to Graves. Graves down to the baseline, and we've got a foul called on Nathan Rindles, and that's going to be all for Nathan. 14 points for Nathan Rindles. 2:53 left to go in the game, and Nathan Rindles is DQ'd on fouls. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from CNH Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG, by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. Two free throws on the way for Shane Graves, trying to cut into the lead with the clock stopped. He's got 11 points, and he misses the first one. He's a 66% free throw shooter. He's 0 for 2 this evening. 81-65, Dort College leading. Second free throw on the way for Graves is up and good, so Shane Graves makes 1 of 2. He's got a dozen. Dort College leads 81-66. Long pass over the top, Kachi. Kachi will drive in. Slam dunk! Austin Kachi throws it down with two hands. As he comes swooping in. And the Dort College defenders lead 83-66. Graves driving. His layup no good, but there for the putback is Brian Forbes. Forbes with the two-point bucket. Dort College leads 83-68. 2:26 left to go in the contest. Lindbergh right side, Kachi. Kachi, Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf with the basketball, 20 to shoot. Comes back over to Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Austin picks up his dribble. Comes back over to Sumner. Guarded there by Shane Graves. Sumner with the basketball. Sumner directing traffic. 9 to shoot. Here's Lindbergh. 6 now. He'll drive in. Kick out Kachi. Kachi. Pull-up jumper from 8. No good. Rebound. Franken controlled by Graves now. Franken had a tap-in attempt. Graves comes away with it. Shane Graves with the basketball. 1:48 left to play in the game. Out front with it is Forbes. Forbes trying to spin move around Kachi. Layup no good, but a foul on the play called on Austin. That's number 2 on him. Free throws coming for Brian Forbes. Forbes with 9 points. He'll shoot 2 here, averaging 9.4 points per game. First free throw is up and good for Forbes. So Forbes makes the first free throw. He's got another one on the way. Second free throw is up and good. So Forbes makes them both. Dort College inbounding, 1:42 remaining. Dort College by 13, 83-70. In the backcourt, Lindbergh gets it over to Sumner. Sumner with the basketball. He's going to bring it up court himself. Bryan with the basketball. He passes over to Frank and might have got away with a travel that time. A lot of contact, so they decide to call nothing. Kachi with the basketball in between the circles. Kachi will put it on the floor with the left hand. Nothing there. Comes back over to Frank, and Frank retreats towards midcourt. Behind the back dribble, sheds the defender, gives it over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh tries to reverse it. It's taken away by Brian Forbes. Now the ball is loose. Lindbergh shaken up on the play. And now we have a reach-in foul called on the defenders with 1:07 remaining. Kyle Lindbergh coming up, trying to get his win back. And free throws on the way for Shane Graves. 83-70, Dort College leading. Shane Graves shooting free throws. First one is up and good. Graves now with 13, And the Defenders lead 83-71 with another free throw coming. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with a second free throw after this timeout. 107 remaining in this game. Dort College leading 83-71, but it is not over. Second free throw on the way by Graves is good, and Briarcliff has whittled the lead down. With the help of some free throws, Dort College was up at one point 81-65, and then recently they were up 83-66. Six straight points, though, by the Chargers. Dort College gets it across the timeline under a minute remaining. Sumner is fouled almost immediately, and if that's on Graves, that's number five on him. And Randy Hagedorn will take his pick. He says number five or number 10. I'm going to give it to number 10, and that's Clayton Harold. Brian Sumner shooting a pair of free throws. Make free throws, you go a long ways to finishing this one off. First free throw by Brian is up and good. Brian Sumner with 10 points today. Another one on the way. Dort College just trying to simply take care of business and finish this off. Another free throw on the way by Sumner. Good. Nice little boost off of the bench by Sumner and Den Herter tonight. I believe Den Herter has 8. Sumner has 11. Back the other way. Shot no good. Rebound controlled by Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Forbes shaken up. He'll pick himself up off of the floor. Kachi brings it across half court. He gets it over to Sumner. 39 seconds. Dort College up a baker's dozen. Sumner trapped on the sideline. Coming away with it is Poland for Briarcliff. Gets it back over to Otting. Otting, layup, good. Zach Otting with 11 points. Dort College leads 85-74, and with 26.5 seconds left. 85-74, our score. Kachi will shoot two free throws. Austin has had a very steady game today, 18 points. New player checking in for Briarcliff. This is Leffler checking back into the game. And that was foul number five on Brian Forbes. He scores 11 points all in the second half. He's disqualified with 26.5 seconds remaining. Free throw by Austin Kachi is good. Kachi now with 19. Another one on the way for Austin Kachi. Can all but seal it here, make it a four-possession ball game or a five-possession ball game. 87-74, he makes both free throws. Dort College shooting their free throws pretty well tonight. 87-74, 19 seconds remaining. Otting driving in, layup good. Well, Otting is picking up some buckets here at garbage time. He's gotten back-to-back buckets here, but up to that point he had 9 points, 8 of them in the first half. He was held in check in the second half. And really not much of a factor offensively. He's the leading scorer for Briarcliff. Kachi gets it middle of the floor. Sumner, and it looks like Briarcliff may concede now. Walterstorff will bring it up. Gets it over to Kachi. 7 seconds remaining, and that's going to be the ball game. Dort College, 87. Briarcliff, 76. Dort College improves to 22-2, 13-1 in the conference. Briarcliff falls to 7-7 and 14-10. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with the post-game wrap, made possible by a grant from Wireless World, right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Wireless World post-game wrap coming up, and Coach Ross Dahm is going to want to get on the road, I would imagine, in relatively short order, and so we'll jump a little out of order and get to him first, then we'll get to the numbers and a look at GPAC scores. Coach, congratulations, solid win by your team this evening. I would say a decent defensive performance, especially in the second half, limiting Briarcliff to 40.6%. Shooting from the field, and a lot of information coming in right as we're talking, Coach, so I'll try to put my phone away for the time being. But
just like a teenager, Mike.
except they can multitask and I can't. A good defensive effort by your team here, especially in the second half tonight.
It was. I thought the first 6 or 7 minutes of the game, we were pretty bad defensively. We were giving up a lot of straight line drives to the basket. There wasn't much help. We were really on our heels. And I thought for the better part of the first half, we did a nice job of really making things a little more difficult. Started the second half, the first 4 minutes, we weren't very good defensively, but I felt the rest of the way we were challenging and pretty solid for the most part. And we really wanted to do some things on the perimeter. And I thought we did a nice job of going after the three-point arc. And yeah, that's probably one of the keys that we felt going in.
You got in a little bit of foul trouble this evening, and as it turns out, I don't want to say that it was a good thing that you were forced to play without Nathan on Saturday. You never want to do that, but you weren't completely out of sorts when you had to bring him to the bench and you had to go with some different combinations tonight.
Right. You know, Danny Voss, I'm not sure if he's completely healthy. So, you know, he did a great job for us spelling us on Saturday, just kind of, you know, working through some knee things of his own. JD came in then, and we moved Kyle to the point and just got some good minutes from JD in the first half there. And you know, Alex and Brian did a nice job of really playing well. And, you know, you're right when you said it was just a good team win. I don't think it was flashy. I don't think it was great, but I thought for the most part we played really hard and we played together.
Well, and that's when you're going to put together a good season, you don't want the roller coaster of high highs and low lows. You need some steadiness, and you got that tonight.
We did. Yeah, we did get some steadiness. I thought David and Herter came in off the bench and played really well for us, really competed. They do some things that, you know, really are hard for David to guard out there in open space, but he really battled and had a nice offensive putback there, I thought, at a critical juncture in the second half. And you know, Tyler Walterstorff, a little under the weather, he battled and gave us some good minutes as well. But, you know, we've got some tired kids right now that are a little banged up, but, you know, we are at the end of January, and you're just going to have that, and we'll get rested up. We'll do the best we can to prepare for an outstanding Hastings team and do the best we can on Saturday.
One final note on tonight, Zach Otting came in averaging like 19.5 points per game. You limited him to 8 points in the first half. He had one free throw in the second half. Then he got some late buckets, I would say, at garbage time. Talk about the defensive effort on him this evening.
It was a joint effort. A lot of guys switching off on him. And then we had guys that were up in the gap, as we say, really trying to make things difficult when he drove. And he's just really good, really shifty, high IQ, knows how to draw fouls. And we did the best we could with him. Still ended up, as you said, though, with 14.
Hastings on Saturday, good ball club. They had tonight off. We're going to head down to Hastings, a team that's going to play basically feeling like the conference championship, their place in the race, really in jeopardy on Saturday. You're going to get a team with their best effort on Saturday.
There's no doubt about it. They're a veteran team that knows how to play. They play really hard defensively. They're very efficient offensively. And yeah, they're just really good. But we'll do the best we can to prepare, and I know our guys will try real hard.
Coach, I'll let you go. Thanks for stopping by. Good win tonight for your team on the road.
Great. Thanks, Mike.
That's Coach Ross Dommel. Let's take a look at the numbers then. Dort College, 28 of 63 from the floor, 44.4%, 8 for 20 on threes, 40%, 23 of 27 from the free throw line. That's a nice night, 85.2%. Briarcliff, 29 of 62 from the floor, 46.8%, 5 of 16 on three-pointers, 31.3%, 13 of 18 on free throws, all of them coming in the second half, 72.2%. Briarcliff had a slight rebounding advantage, 37 of 35. Turnovers, Briarcliff 14, Dort College 10. Individually, Austin Koch, he led the way for Dort College with 20 points. He was 4 of 10 on three-pointers. 14 points each for Tyler Walterstorff and Nathan Rindles. 11 points for Brian Sumner. 10 each for Kyle Lindberg and Dalton Frank. And 8 points for David Denherter off of the bench. 14 points each for Shane Graves and Zach Otting. 11 points each for Clayton Harold and Brian Forbes. 9 points for Ricky Torres. 8 for Ricky Williams. 3 each for Austin Poland, Austin Leffler, and Matt Berg. Dort College was led in rebounding tonight by Kyle Lindberg. He had 8 rebounds, 5 rebounds for Dalton Franken and David Denherter, 4 rebounds each for Nathan Rindles and Austin Kachi. For Briarcliff, they were topped by Shane Graves and Brian Forbes with 6 rebounds. Ricky Williams had 7 rebounds to lead them in 17 minutes of play, 4 rebounds for Zach Otting. Shane Graves, 4 assists. Clayton Harold, 3 assists. For Dort College, 5 assists for Nathan Rendles, 4 assists for Kyle Lindbergh, 3 assists for Austin Kachi. 2 assists each for Tyler Walterstorff and Brian Sumner. Kyle Lindbergh, 1 block shot and 3 steals. Zach Otting, credited with 2 steals for the Chargers. Dort College, 22-2, 13-1 in the conference. Briarcliff, 14-10 overall, 7-7 in the conference. We've got our score sheet filled in for the men's basketball games tonight. Dort College over Briarcliff, 87-76. Doan over Concordia, 82-77. Midland over Nebraska Wesleyan, 78-59. Morningside drops Dakota Wesleyan, 92-84. Northwestern over Mount Marty, 81-67. Dort College is now 13-1. Hastings is 11-2. Midland is 11-3. Morningside goes to 9-3. Briarcliff is 7-7. Dakota Wesleyan 6-7. Northwestern 6-7. Nebraska Wesleyan 4-9. Doan 4-10. Concordia 2-12. Mount Marty 1-13. That's going to do it for our broadcast this evening of Dort College basketball on KDCR. Once again, our final score, women's basketball, Briarcliff 88, Dort College 70. Men's basketball, Dort College 87, Briarcliff 76. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.